Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless maroon. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
There is little marks carved over and over and over again in many, many different languages. If you seek honor or power, turn back. In many vessels below, the darkness shelters a timeless evil. Leave now before our damnation becomes yours.
Well,
nothing ventured.
Nothing gained.
The stairs descend 500 feet into Mount Gacchus before finally plateauing out. You don't feel like you're trapped, but you do feel like you're in danger.
Okay.
After that plateau, there is, or on that plateau, is a hallway. A long hallway. On either side are elaborate carvings that depict the construction of the monastery. Do you have dark vision? I know, Hector, you do. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Esmeralda does not.
I cast light. I summon my spear.
Mm-hmm.
And cast light on that.
You attempt to summon your spear.
Oh no.
Hector, you now realize, you reach out, you cannot feel Penia at all. Any power you get from being a paladin is lost to you. But any power you get from being a warlock is now maximized or rolled with advantage.
Oh boy.
You still have hit points and your proficiency bonus and anything like that. But anything like Divine Sense or Smite, things like that, they are gone to you.
Okay. So the spear is a warlock thing.
Yeah.
But then we did that as a thing.
You can't summon the spear.
I can't summon the spear. Okay. I then grab the mace.
Okay.
That I got from killing an angel.
There's a sort of poetry to that.
It hums with energy.
And then just cast light on that.
You can feel that this mace has become your pact weapon, at least for now.
Oh dear.
It speaks to you.
Oh, okay.
Kill with me. Let me taste blood.
Oh, good to hear that. Good to hear that.
Hector, a part of you cannot wait to use this thing.
I cast light on it to lead the way.
The light is red, but casts further, twice as far as it might normally.
Okay.
As I said, there are elaborate carvings on either side of you depicting the construction of the monastery above you. You see the people of this place mining the stone out of Mount Gacchus to build around the statue, which was always there and always has been.
The statue being the one that...
The one that whispered to you.
Whispered to me.
Okay.
Cool. That's the statue from up above.
Yeah.
It looks like they built the temple...
Around it.
Yeah. That's why it would explain why it was a different material.
You see that the monks unearth strange sarcophagi in the mountain, buried in solid stone. The carvings are detailed enough to show not precisely what the material of the sarcophagi are made of, but that they are definitely not the same as the stone around them. In time, you also begin to see that the monks begin to change as well. The carved monks beginning to take on horrific disfigurements, warped flesh, molded as if it was clay, and visible bones poking through their flesh. They start wearing heavier and more concealing robes, but the detail in the carvings shows them for what they are.
Oh, no.
So they built a... initially, do we see kind of what they were, what kind of, I guess, monastery it was? Or is it just more like, it's like a monastery?
You can see what the monastery once looked like, but you don't get the purpose of the monastery still.
Like, all right, so they were building a monastery. It just happened to be where the sarcophagus is.
Well, if they built the monastery around the statue might have been because of the sarcophagi.
So who put the sarcophagi here?
Someone buried them at some point.
As time continues, conflict begins.
Then they fought.
The monks begin attacking each other. This is all carved in the stone. Committing unspeakable acts of depravity and cruelty to each other. One such carving that transfixes you shows a monk bound to a chair while several others use a hand drill to make holes in their warped body.
This is perhaps... Is it looking like Flayed God-esque or just something different?
This is something else. Something else.
Okay. So whatever it was, they could... Corrupted, and then does it look like violence for violence sake, or is this like this is a ritual? Like does it look like this is their version of
violence,
a prayer?
Perhaps for violence sake? You're not sure.
Okay.
There's no reason given, depicted violence.
Right.
Around here, at around that point, the carvings begin to lose their detail and become more hasty, as if someone were in a great hurry to record this history or done only seconds before the engraver themselves were caught up in the evil.
Oh, okay.
They did this. They did this as it happened to them.
Yeah, okay.
The very end of the hallway has but one carving, a single surviving monk with malevolent faces bearing down upon them. In one hand, they hold a hammer, and in the other hand, a chisel.
Him outside.
Old mate back there, yeah.
Past this hallway is a low but large chamber, the Amber Temple. Its doors are slightly ajar. To answer your question, yes, the monk carved here does bear a striking resemblance to the corpse.
It's old mate from the corpse, yeah. Up,
you know.
Distantly... cool. From, like I said, it's about, the stairs are about 500 meters, or go 500 meters up, so you got a bit of a hike to get back.
Yeah.
Distantly from somewhere there, you feel like you can hear the wailing of 1,000 damned souls, which you know is the noise of a wraith.
Yeah, okay. Does that mean he's loose and moving around, or is he maybe just
moving around, Okay. It doesn't sound like getting closer, it sounds more like... Just moving
Roman,
around.
Okay.
Just remind me again. What was carved on the wall? In many, many different scripts again. By all what do you say again? So he's let's see. He's they found the statue.
Yeah.
A big spooky statue. I listened to.
True.
And they were like, "Well, this is the perfect place to build a monastery.
This is great.
Let's start
digging. Let's worship the statue. Maybe."
We started digging. Maybe they were here.
We found some evil sarcophagi.
That can only be good. You got to drink that goo.
Yeah. Then
they started murdering each other
and transforming.
Do you want the text again?
And then only one remained with the chisel, because he was documenting this all as it was happening.
And then to keep people away or invite them in, we don't know.
Did sound inviting.
Just with this given context, what did he say again?
If you seek honor or power, turn back, for these walls hold naught but doom. In many vessels below, the darkness shelters a timeless evil. The danger is an infection of malevolent divinity. Our arrogance and folly forged this place into our prison. Leave now before our damnation becomes yours.
Okay. So I guess he had a bit of regret.
Yeah.
Yes, you might be right.
Can I look down at, I'm assuming there's nothing, but I look down at my alchemy kit, like, maybe I could make some kind of tincture that would protect me. And then I get back up again, because I'm assuming I have nothing good.
You have no protection. protection from divinity.
Yeah, I have no protection
from your ingredients.
The damned. Yeah. I'll hoist my pack back on.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if we've properly established this. I know I said when you were up on top of the mountain it was cold.
Yeah.
It has not gotten any warmer down here. So it is currently around negative 23 Celsius or negative 10 Fahrenheit if you... measure if you're nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have cold weather gear, but it is not enough. Cold weather gear could never protect you from this.
Okay.
So you will be suffering side effects. I will quickly chickity check what those side effects are.
Okay.
But do you have any quick questions about this?
I was just going to say, so yeah, I'm cut off from any divine spells.
Mm.
And I've already used up.
Yes.
Yeah, you went sort of crazy on your little cocaine binge. So Borovian marching powder made you sort of burn through your... I'm already still... Probably I'm trying to see... I still got a bit of a head fog cloud.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I have anything that'll warm us up.
At the end of every hour, you will need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
It starts low.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't go up yet.
Okay.
So it's only a DC 10.
Yeah.
But every time you fail that saving throw, you gain a level of exhaustion.
Okay. And having already.
Neither of you have immunity to cold damage, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Sir.
Just
no,
necrotic sir. And disease.
Yeah.
And if one already has, say, exhaustion.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it just gets worse, baby.
Yeah. So that's a disadvantage to check, right? Or not quite
no,
yet.
It's not saving throws yet.
Okay, that's
luckily.
Good. Hey, that's something.
That's something.
No, you need to, when you get to level 3 of exhaustion, then you start making this check
with
disadvantage.
Another quick question.
Yes.
So I usually, because of that,
Grand
aura,
A plus 5.
Yeah,
no,
aura of
not
protection.
Anymore.
I'm guessing that's gone?
Yeah, that's gone, baby. Yeah.
Is there a visible change in Hector?
Yeah, he's not casting light anymore.
Yeah.
You naturally cast, not enough really to see by, but you glow slightly, faintly.
Yeah.
You no longer glow slightly, faintly.
Okay.
And, well, apart from that, Pip, you wouldn't notice much. Maybe a slight sagging of the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like the weight of the world is leaning a little bit more heavily on Hector.
It's so funny to think that the moment that probably Hector felt the best was the moment he stepped into the abattoir.
That's true.
It is true.
That's when he was at his peak.
Oh.
Looking at, you wouldn't have noticed this if you hadn't, Pip, you wouldn't have noticed this if you hadn't been closely inspecting Hector right now, but you can see the gap where his thick gauntlet and fur and fur-lined glove, where there's a little gap where it meets his the sleeve of his shirt.
Mm.
In between that, you see not wrist, but skeletal, you just see bones.
Okay. I'll clap a hand on your shoulder and be like, hey.
Yeah,
don't lose yourself, buddy.
I didn't think I had. I try my best.
All right, after you.
Right, let's go.
The doors lead you down a series of steps. You descend even further. It feels impossible at this point to descend any more than this. You must surely have gone below sea level at this point.
God.
You can see on either side of you, it's a narrow passageway, single file.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on either side of you, there are little arrow slits where defenders would fire at an attacker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no one manning the arrow slits right now. And you can gaze through into either room. You see, just as you're passing by, shards of wood covering the floors of frigid rooms, 20 foot square on either side of you. If this place had defenders, they are no longer here.
Are you cold?
I'm freezing.
Okay. Can we light a torch? Is that even possible?
You can light a torch. I mean, you have to because... you have dark vision.
Yeah. I've got dark vision and I was casting light from that... My mace again.
That's right.
It's it's not the light I'm used to.
Yeah, it's a eerie light.
Hellish red glow. Yeah.
I don't have dark vision, so
you'll need a light.
Just for the warmth from the torch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It provides barely anything. You ever been in a situation where you've been so cold with a fire present that you've wanted to basically put your hand into the fire?
Uh-huh.
It's that cold.
Okay.
The flames gutter, and it looks like for a moment that they're going to die, but the torch stays lit, barely.
It got cold at the orphanage sometimes in the winter. We were kind of up towards one of the poles, and they used to do this thing to us called posture training, where we had to lean up against the abbey with many books on our head in the cold, in the freezing.
The abbey is stone, right?
Yeah, the abbey is stone. Your back would be icy, your spine like an icicle. Yes, and I remember once Pop got so angry about it, so angry that he had to do it, that in the night he snuck back into the abbey and he punched the abbot in his face while he was sleeping. I suppose he thought that maybe then he would never have to do it again, but instead he had to do it for a month. Anyway, this is worse.
Yeah, right. No, yes, we had something similar about reciting the difference between devils and demons.
Yeah.
Something to keep our mind off the cold.
Did you get anything out of it?
I know the difference between devils and demons.
My spine's straight as an arrow.
Esmeralda takes her hands out of her mittens, tucks her mittens into her pockets, brings her now blue-ish hands together, rubs them a bit, and blows in between them, and both of you see sparks and a little bit of flames as she conjures a magical flame to try and make her hands a bit warmer.
Thank God I'm not cold-blooded, or I'd just be slowing down.
I think you are cold-blooded.
Oh, no. Pip's getting slow, dude.
At the end of this little corridor, Pip, you spot it. Well, actually, who's going first?
Well, it depends. Me at the front, but then would, depends.
I'd say Pip, you're probably, and then Esmeralda can bring up the rear.
Sure. Yeah, it depends on how Esmeralda wants to be running ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Esmeralda wants to be running ahead, yes.
Yeah. So I guess it would be Esmeralda.
Maybe I'll take up the rear.
Okay, we'll flip it. Yeah. Esmeralda then points it out. She, as she exits this little corridor into, I'll get into it a second, but there's a little balcony that you walk out onto. She taps on the right-hand side of the end of the corridor, and you can see four scratch marks, tally marks carved into it, indicating Hardcastle has been here.
This is the way then.
Right.
There's a little notation made next to it in Dwarven script is harsh angles because it's often written in stone. You don't get a lot of curves in Dwarvish script. So do you know Dwarven?
I'm pretty sure I do.
You immediately make out it is a cipher that Hardcastle uses. I won't make you roll. You just know this. It is a page indication.
Ooh.
You can flip to Bogman.
Okay.
I'm just like, Dwarven gibberish?
Ah, Bogman. Bogman, Bogman, Bogman. I'll flip into Emmanuel and find the page.
It's Bogman. They're the undead, yes? The ones that keep biting us?
Yeah.
Bogman's
yeah.
frenzy?
Yes.
That's the one.
Is there anything about the cipher that... Do I think he's effectively just telling me...
Yeah, it's just a page reference.
Beware Bogman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there... Okay.
Yeah, Bogman. We fought Bogman before.
Yes.
There's not a lot of confidence in my voice, because I assume whatever Bogman are down here are not so awesome.
I can't connect to anything from the light.
Right.
But I can connect from the other place.
Heck yeah. Well, that's...
Something intense.
Let me tell you, Hector, that's a real shame, because, you know, as we know, Bogman fucking hate the light. But there's many other ways to take out a Bogman. People have been killing Bogmen for years without being angel boys, so I'm sure we can figure it out. I'd like to...
So what did we have to do again? It was... Is this the ones you switch when we defeat them? You switch their heads?
Yeah, you switch their head and their heart.
Head and heart.
And you bury them. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be doing that. And if that doesn't work, we're fucked.
You step out onto the balcony. Esmeralda stands by the railing of the balcony, and the two of you approach her. This area, it's a large vaulted room. The ceiling is 30 feet above you, so it's quite high up, and you are on a balcony looking down. To your left and right are sets of double doors. The doors of this place were made of, or are made, sorry, of steel or iron, but they are encased in amber. In addition, all of the walls, all of the ceilings, all of the floors, everything here is made out of a black granite, which is, with the exception of the floors, everything is encased in amber. It is as if the amber has grown over this place and claimed it. Now, so double door to your left, double door to your right. There is a single door to your left as well. So two sets of doors on your left, only one on the right. The balcony has two sets of swinging stairs that slide around, curve around down into darkness. Into that darkness, both of you cast, both of your lights cast down into it. As you gaze into the darkness, you see half a dozen sets of glassy eyes staring back up at you. Silent until this moment, the many adventurers who arrived here before you are now long dead. Their corpses standing in silent vigil until this moment. As one, they raise their arms and call out to you with a hunger only a corpse wishing to consume the living can summon. Brains!
Oh, fuck.
Let's go to initiative.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. It's like, did you think the monks built the... Oh, okay. Think the monks built this. Whoop. And then the amber is either a form of... What was that, sir?
What did the fuck? Half a dozen? Sorry, I meant something closer to 20.
20, you say?
20? Adam, I would not have had a chance between seeing the page entry and the bogmen to craft anything,
it's
would I?
Literally two steps.
That's all good.
Yeah.
I'll do it on my first turn, then.
Well, they have to get up the stairs to get to you. So you got a minute. Well, you don't got a minute. You have, some time.
What's up, dude?
They rolled really high.
Aw, come on now.
All right. It's the zombies' turn first.
Okay.
The bog men, they charge brains. Brains. They... As a mass, they move up both sets of stairs. Oh, there's roughly 10 on each set of stairs making their way towards you. It is their turn to do that, though. Cool. They are blocking both the left path and the right path now. Mm-hmm. So the doors are all inaccessible to you. You can retreat back the way you came, but that is... Or jump off the balcony.
Yeah.
But those are your options now.
Okay. Okay.
And Heck, it's your turn.
So with Bogman, it was... What do I remember?
If
Pip didn't.
They're immune
yell
to poison.
Anything.
This would be stuff that you would know at this point. They're immune to poison, resistant to bludgeoning and piercing. So you're going to want to use slashing if possible. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you are wielding a mace. They can't be exhausted, obviously. And don't let them bite you, I guess.
Right. Cool. Okay, cool.
So, pretty much. Right.
Don't have many options. How far away are they?
They'd be a scant 10, 15 feet from you on either side.
Okay. Are we backing up?
Well, you're first.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to cast, I hate this, Eldritch Blast, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Twice.
You reach out with your hand and you feel the energy channel from somewhere else. Directly, it strikes you from behind, directly into your heart, reaching along you. As the energy courses through you, you feel an exultation. It feels incredible. You love this.
Dude.
Hector, you see as the energy runs down your arm bulges a little bit as it cannot contain the energy. You, with advantage, hit and you deal maximum damage.
Whoa.
You smote one of the zombies pretty handily.
Okay.
It falls to the ground. They have nothing that...
Okay.
Is that with... I can cast it. It's twice, isn't it? It's two.
Thunk.
Yes. You get two bolts.
Cool. What does the energy look like coming out of your hands?
Oh, critical hit. I mean, it doesn't matter, but...
Is it sickly and purple? Is that what it looks like?
It feels sickly and purple, but when it launches out of your hand, it is a skull screaming as it screams. As it launches out from your hand, the mouth opens to reveal teeth of daggers.
Whoa, dude. That's some Skeletor shit. That's awesome.
You smote a second one.
Fuck yeah.
Two go down.
Okay.
You're very lucky. I'm going to be kind. Technically, because you are in... the Amber Temple is the Amber Temple. It's not the lair of the Wraith. But within a certain radius of Wraiths, undead can't be killed.
Oh, God. That would be so bad. That fucking huff...
You got to kill the Wraith first.
Back to the Wraith. But we're in the Amber Temple. It's different.
I'm not counting this as its lair. That would be presumptuous of the Wraith. This is the lair to an entirely different set of entities.
This is not the... Yeah.
Okay. And then... Can I get out my shield? Is that as a bonus action, or is that
That would be a action. Oh no, it's an interaction. Yeah, you can get out your shield. Sure.
Cool. I'll drop the torch that I was holding.
I thought you were shedding light from your mace.
I was doing both.
Yeah. Oh,
I was hoping
okay.
to dual wield no yeah, light nice. Sources.
Well, you drop the torch, yeah.
And I'll grab my shield, and I guess I will step in front of my friends.
Esmeralda drops to a knee, takes out the alchemical kit that she got from Van Richten's supplies back outside, and you see she quickly crafts something. She pours it all very delicately into one of those syringes, stoppers it up, and then immediately injects it into her own neck. Yes. That is, however, her action.
That's so cool. I wish I had syringes. I'm going to do a far more embarrassing version where I squat down and open up my little alchemical kit. And I would like to...
I'm imagining you're doing it in like a little, like a shitty little pot or something like that while she's been getting out beakers, swirling them around.
Far more.
She gets out a set of goggles
primitive.
She puts on.
Yeah. I just shield my eyes. I would like to combine Death's Knight Woe for Undead Bane, Hounding Killer Hands so that it sticks to a weapon, and then I'll go Rope of Tentacles for Seeking so that
all right.
gets
you give yourself advantage, and I'll say you get 5 attacks.
Nice.
Are you, what do you, oh,
on
5 ammunition,
bolts.
Yeah.
On bolts, yeah.
These 5 strikes will kill
oh,
the
fuck
bog
yes,
man.
That rocks.
And you have advantage on these 5 attacks.
Hell yeah.
That
hell
is,
yeah,
however,
yeah.
your
That was
action.
My turn, yeah. That's all good.
Then it is, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Brains!
Oh, dude.
Brains!
The zombies wanting brains is awful. It's so legitimately upsetting. Mm-hmm. So much scarier than them wanting meat. Them cracking open your head for your sweet goopy brain.
No, see, I think meat is also. They were just screaming meat. Also
oh, yeah,
terrifying,
that would be scary. That's true.
3 meat. More zombies join the game.
Oh, that's fucking right. Fucking Bogman.
You are now fighting more than you started with.
Fucking Bogman.
All right, they get to you. You're in a spot of luck, as there's only so many that can attack you.
Oh, yay!
That's something.
So, Pip.
Yeah.
Would you be... All right, so I'm trying to get the battlefield right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the balcony is 10 feet across, which means the 2 people can stand side by side. Who would be standing? Esmeralda would have gone right to the balcony.
Okay.
So, Pip, would you have gone all the way to the balcony?
I was thinking that I was kind of behind Hector. Mm. That was kind of where
okay.
I was going to be.
Hector, would you have gone all the way to the balcony?
Of course, yeah. I was going to grab shield and try to get in front of the 2 of them.
I'm just trying to work out who can be attacked 3 times and who can only be attacked.
Okay.
So, Esmeralda is going to be attacked twice.
Mm-hmm.
Hector, you're being attacked from twice as well, from 2 different sides. And Pip, you're getting attacked once.
Okay.
So, Esmeralda is fine. Hector, you get hit.
Oh, fuck.
Great to hear.
And Pip, critical hit.
Also good to hear.
Oh, dude, oh, fuck.
So,
to the good boy cards.
Do you have anything to block an attack?
I don't think so. I'm 99% sure we don't.
You gain resistance damage from non-magical attacks.
From the start of your next turn. You know what? Let's use it.
Okay.
It's a critical hit. I don't want to get Bogman.
What are you doing?
Oh, but is it a waste?
Is it a non-magical?
Does this count as a non-magical attack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to use this. You gain resistance to damage from non-magical attacks until the start of your next turn.
That won't help.
Never mind.
I mean, like, it will do less damage, but... you will take a D4 plus 1 damage. That you'll half that.
Okay.
And then
okay.
you roll for Bogman's front seat.
Okay.
Cool.
That's the scary part.
We're okay. We're good. All right, hit me. Fuck me okay. up.
What are you? I'm like, do I just use the git behind me? Take it all.
No, don't do that. I'll be fine.
It's up to you.
If I'm going to chop off my own fingers, that's fine. That's okay. If it's on my head, I'm in trouble.
Okay, so Esmeralda didn't get hit. Hector, I'll do you first because you're just regular damage. So you take 4 points of damage.
That's okay. I'm a healthy boy.
I'm not a healthy boy.
Are you?
25 out of 73. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, no, out of
fucking hell.
Less than
and
that.
Then cool. you need to make.
Oh god. I'm a strong boy.
Yeah.
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 I think your constitution's.
You
fabulous.
Need to make a DC 12 dexterity or a DC 12 constitution check.
Well,
you may pick.
Let's go. Oh, they're both the same. Let's go with on.
Okay.
Body it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're fine. And then, poor execution. I'm going to force you to reroll this.
Okay.
I'm spending a bad boy card.
That's fine.
Bullshit.
That's good to hear.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
Did you say con?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fail. Do you have anything for this?
Where does he get bit?
He gets bit on the arm.
Oh, okay. I mean, my con and dex are the same in terms of, are they the same?
Yeah, yeah.
Could I maybe use a re-roll any dex-based check with advantage?
Well, you had choose to make a...
I did choose. That is on me. You know what? That's fair. I'll cop it.
I'll allow you to.
Because we might need it for, Crit Boy over here.
If you want, though, I'll allow you to... Take the offer now or don't. Mm-hmm. I'll allow you to spend that card and one other card of you. No, a random second card.
No, look. I'll cop it.
Okay.
I'll cop this.
Fuck, dude.
You've caught Bogman's frenzy.
We might have to take your fucking arm.
Yep.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yep. But maybe
or
me
flesh
too.
Rot, which is the actual name. Is the real name, Bogman. Yeah, yeah. If you're going to a doctor, don't say Bogman's frenzy. Say flesh rot.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Then
where was I bit?
You were bit on the arm.
What bit?
Hector.
How far up?
Highs or lows?
Oh, boy. Let's go with lows.
Woo! Highs or lows?
Lows?
Go highs. I'm not even joking. What? Please go highs.
Highs. Let's go highs.
Okay, cool. I got 90. Okay. Rather than, for a brief moment, it looks like you're about to be bit on the shoulder. But then as the zombie lurches towards you, it bowls itself over, just throwing itself at you. Brains. It's about to land on your shoulder, but then luckily you bring your arm up in an awkward position, but it nonetheless defends you. You get bit. I don't know what you call it, but
like the bottom knuckle?
Yeah, right at the base of the thumb.
Okay, that's okay.
Hey, lucky. Yeah, lucky man.
You feel the teeth sink through your gauntlet. It goes underneath your gauntlet. You're only armored on top. It sinks underneath into your heavy woolen mitt. It goes through that, and you feel teeth pierce skin.
Okay. That's fantastic.
How long does he have?
That's a post-combat question.
Yeah. If we get there. Okay.
All right.
Fine.
And then... Oh, no.
Fuck, dude. Fuck my life.
No, this would be a bashing. Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, Pipperoni.
Rap on the knuckles. Triple damage, and you have you both get, well, on the bright side, because of the name, you also get bit on the hand.
Okay, Pip, hey, swell.
Triple damage, and you have disadvantage on dexterity-based attacks.
Okay.
For 6 rounds.
Does that now, counterbalance, on the side, though, with my advantage? So it's
so
kind of
you
back
know
to
how,
normal.
You know how the last time we had this conversation, we've had this conversation in the past, and I know it's upset you, that you had advantage from multiple sources, and one disadvantage cancels both of them out. And I know, I saw it on your face when we had this conversation, whenever it was, you were like, it's very annoying. But now you have disadvantage from multiple sources, but advantage from one source.
Thank God it's bringing me back to
and
neutral.
It's canceling.
I'm happy about
you're
it.
You're neutral. All right. So, yes. So you just have. Yeah, so you just get bit on the hand as well.
Okay.
You will take triple this, which 15 points of damage. Of course it's maximum.
Of course it's max, dude.
You got max on both the many rolls.
Yeah, I really did.
Of decks.
I've just gone crazy over here.
Cool.
60, 58 hit points.
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, the disadvantage, which whatever cancels out. And then you need to make a con or dexterity saving throw.
Your choice. Go.
Surely.
Dex.
You pass.
Oh, thank God.
Nice.
Don't you fuck me on this, Carnivale.
Yeah, you pass.
Oh, thank God. Okay. It's so funny. Pip getting bit, being like, and then looking over at Hector, who's got it way worse.
Just like thumb hanging off.
Hector, it's your turn.
Right. Just like looking at the bog man who's currently on my hand and just summoning an Eldritch Blast from that just into his head.
That rocks.
Sure, yeah. This would be made at disadvantage, just letting you know, because it's a ranged attack at point blank range.
Worth doing, though. So cool.
You will unfortunately miss because of that disadvantage unless you have something for an attack roll.
And I can't, if I move, I'm going to get hit again.
You can't move. There's nowhere to move now.
Okay, well, I'll just attack again. Just
okay.
Nice.
As you're...
Is that a critical...
It's a critical fail.
Oh my God.
Backfire! Oh, no! The effects of the spell are reversed. Any harmful effects are applied to you. Wait, no, you don't have disadvantage because you had advantage to all of these attacks.
That's right,
I do.
That's my bad. God. I'll re-roll the first attack. First attack hits.
Oh, nice.
You maximum damage, you blast that zombie's head clean off.
Hell
it's
yes.
Very funny. No, nothing else does this. No other type of enemy does this, but I'll mark down how many enemies you're fighting on my... I've got scratch paper that I just keep track of things on. And nothing else ever like goes down and up. It's funny to see the 19, 17, 20, 19. And then you make your second attack.
Okay, I was going to add the one is attacking Pip.
Sure, yes. The second attack, you smote two of them.
Nice.
Two heads explode.
Hell yeah.
Baller. Which will cause problems for swapping later. But that's
right honestly, now, at that's this tomorrow's point, problem. That's a secondary issue to consider.
It's Esmeralda's turn. She belches flames.
Hell yes.
Okay.
Three zombies go up in flames. Two of them pass, but one fails at saving throw. Even the ones that pass still go up in flames. Esmeralda burns three of them to nothing.
Fuck yeah.
Pip, it's your turn.
I'm going to go to load one of my crossbow bolts, and then I'm going to be like, get your head on straight. And then I'm going to turn around and use my flame breath on some of the other ones.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Do you know what the range of that is? It's 15 feet, is that correct?
I think so. It's not huge.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you still get... you're standing next to Pip, so you still get 10, 2, 3, you get 6.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, wait. Esmeralda should have gotten a lot more as well, actually. Sorry, because hers got the same range. Sorry, she should have gotten 6 as well. Okay. So another 3
fuck
go down.
Yes. Fuck yes, dude.
Okay.
You belch on 3 pass, so half of them pass, half fail. That is, even with the pass, kill another 6.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. You've gone down to 6.
That's awesome. There's more coming.
They're on the stairs, though, so they will actually just be spending their next turn getting to you.
Six.
So you will have an entire turn to just prep yourselves.
Thank God.
All right. Brains! More join the party.
How many more can we see?
6 plus 8 is 14. No, you're fine.
No more join the party?
So I roll a d20, add however many zombies are in the area, and if that number does not meet 15, no more join the party.
Thank God.
It's 14.
Okay, just done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you
I'm
do
still
not...
glancing over the balcony looking for more, but...
It's the zombies' turn.
Okay.
The ones that are still remaining are so far back that they spend their turn getting to you.
Okay.
Hector.
Okay, right. Two more
Eldritch.
Eldritch Blast, all I can do, and it's taken away so much of me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
bad to do.
You still, it's because they're up at you again, you're not rolling with advantage or disadvantage. One hits, you smite, whatever, a zombie, then that's a critical miss. So, do you have anything for a critical miss?
I don't think we do.
Alas, no.
Good news, bad news.
Okay, give me that bad news, Adam.
Yeah.
All creatures. The good news is also all creatures. Detonation. All creatures within 15 feet of you, including yourself, must make a saving throw appropriate to the spell. I'm going to call it con, equal to your spell save DC, which is 17. On a failed, they take a D8, maximized, of the type caused by this attack. So a D8 force damage to everyone within 15 feet of you. Okay, so let's roll yours first. Con save of 17, you pass.
Oh, that's something.
No damage.
Hooray for you.
Pip, you fail.
Oh, fuck.
You take 8 points of force damage.
You're too powerful down here, man. Mm-hmm. You're too powerful. You're oh fuck. Just getting flung.
Ah! It's just kind
Esmeralda.
Of like still breathing heavy, still bit of
Esmeralda passes.
Oh,
no
good.
Damage.
It's cool. It's
and then
me.
15 feet in both directions, so you are going to get 10 zombies.
Fuck.
No, there's only 5 left. You get all 5 of them get caught in this.
Well, that's good, I guess.
If they... If they save, they take no damage. So
okay.
Any zombie that saves takes no damage. There's one left.
Do I get flung?
No, it doesn't throw you.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's just like somebody punching me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hector, as you're drawing the energy, as it slams into the back of you this time, you feel 2 skeletal hands, one on each shoulder, and then you hear a whisper into the whisper of a once lover, but now vengeful assassin into your ear.
Okay.
Let me help. And then you explode. There's one zombie left, Hector. It's Esmeralda's turn. Esmeralda.
It's like Sarah.
Esmeralda brings her, stabs with her rapier and then brings her axe down. The rapier and the axe together take that zombie out.
Okay.
Is there any more? Do we need to switch there? I look at the exploded heads. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll do our best. Esme, he was bit on the thumb pretty bad.
I will deal with Hector. You were also bit.
I'm fine. I can tell.
I'm getting a bad boy card for that. That's so rude.
Can I get a good boy card for role playing?
What?
As Pip would do.
All right.
Yes.
No, actually, Pip, you get, put it back. You get a bad boy card.
Okay.
For fucking doing whatever you just did, whatever you want to call it.
Being rude. And as wielding a sword, add 1 damage die to the attacks of any creature. That could be useful.
Pretty useful.
Yeah.
I would specify...
Not us.
Yeah.
That's
an
okay.
NPC.
That's okay. That's still useful.
Actually, no. You can allow... But for one fight.
Yeah.
One fight only.
I'll start swapping with bodies. I'll do my best. Obviously, some of them are in states of massive disrepair. But I feel like I'm better suited. It seems like Esme has a sort of medical bent to her monster hunting.
Yeah.
So if anybody's going to do a...
Yeah, I think
an amputation.
Yeah. I think Esme is very much like a no person left behind.
Yeah.
Whereas Pip's like, oh well, you a bit. Well, how many times? You probably got it. We should probably shoot you in the head now, just in case.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You don't want to tell in a zombie apocalypse. You don't want to be like, I think I've been bit. If it had been your head,
oh yeah,
what would
it
would have
been my head?
Exactly. Sorry, buddy. We got to amputate.
Highs or lows?
Let's go with
lows.
Lows. All right.
Fuck you.
Esmeralda. Inspects your bite. You have contracted. She pulls the sleeve of your shirt back to reveal. You can see your own veins. You know how you can always see the blue ones, especially? You can see that you literally watch as black slowly moves through them. When this gets to your heart, you will die. I have not the alchemical ingredients to help with this.
Give me your axe.
let's one moment. Pip, do you have healing, powerful healing?
I mean, I can have a look, but I think we got to take the thumb, Esme. Let's see. Powerful healing. Nope, not really. I've got regular healing, immunity to energy.
Give me the regular healing.
Okay. I'll pull out a malachite.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll give the malachite. I'll also give some more Death's Night Woe because it's Undead Bane. Just might help. Might charge it up a bit.
Sure.
And then I'm sure I have more healing. Oh, yeah, and some coatl eggshells, which are healing too.
Do they have legendary power?
No, none of them do. Okay. I don't have. That's what I mean. I don't have any.
So this is a strained potion because it's not as powerful as it should be. So the roll is at disadvantage. But if she gets it, you don't need to lose the thumb. Forgot to take the lower number, but that's still fine.
Okay.
She manages to make a bandage out of she just takes a bandage, mushes the eggshells into it, places the Death Knight's Woe gently on it, and then she crushes the malachite, makes a sandwich of sorts, presses it together as hard as she can, and then wraps that around your hand. Keep this bandage on for at least a day. It should stop the infection.
Okay. If it does not, how will we know?
If you begin to see the infection spreading out from underneath the bandage, then we will consider taking the hand.
I'd say, I'm on the stairs, I'd say before it gets to your elbow, because you want to get it before the elbow, because you don't want to, then you've got a little bit of motion, range. It's easier to put a prosthetic on.
You could see it moving, but you could tell it was moving slow enough that you can probably keep it to the hand if you want to.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, cool. Well, I guess Esme would know about prosthetics.
Esme seems pretty confident with this.
Thank you.
It was not a flesh rot, but I have, she gestures to where her leg was. I have experience with removing disease.
Well, thank you for helping, both of you. Thank you.
She nods.
All good.
Thank you.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Okay. Right, let's... Have you done the...
Heart thing. Yeah. Oops. Well, for the ones I can, yeah. The ones whose heads are exploded, I mean... Well, we might be okay on that.
I think you've actually got to the point, Pip,
where
you can't fail this check anymore.
That's awesome.
I think...
Bomberclat, dude.
Get a good boy card.
Yes.
And that... Oh, no.
Oh, reroll constitution-based check. That would have been useful that fight. Like three times.
Oh, whoops.
Dear me.
Pip, you're pretty confident it's good.
All right. I think they're fine. I'm coming back up. Oh, yeah, you got a bandage on him. That's good.
It seems to have slowed.
That's good.
Did you want to... Is there anything... These are dead adventures, right?
That's true. It might be...
Is there anything on them?
I think in a situation like this, in a place like this, any resource helps. So, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Their equipment is, for the most part, pretty fucking useless.
Mm-hmm.
You can peel armor and weapons from the dead, but the armor and weapons are so badly damaged and decayed.
Yeah, cool.
To truck them back, it might just not be worth it, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
But among their possessions, you do find some useful stuff. You find You find exactly 225 gold coins among all of the corpses.
Okay.
The coins are like a million different types of minting. You can see from all over, not just Kandor, not just Barovia, from other realms of existence. You note features on the coins that are completely alien to
That's
you.
Cool.
Who's this old lady with a crown?
I don't know. Doesn't look like any queen I know.
Any queen I know.
Yeah. Paper money.
Sure, yeah. Maybe
it's a Ben Franklin.
Some of it might be paper money. That would not be included because the paper money would not be...
It wouldn't even register as money to us, I'm assuming. Yeah.
It's rotted by now.
Yeah, true.
You additionally find two spell scrolls. They're divine spell scrolls, for what it's worth. It won't matter too much. One is of Spider Climb and the other Sleet Storm.
Cool.
Neither of you can just cast them. It requires a roll to cast either of the scrolls.
Okay.
Yeah, Esmeralda as well, because they're divine. They're kind of an annoying...
Yeah, an annoying type down here.
They're arcane type spells, but for their prayer scrolls.
Yeah.
So no one here has the connection necessary to just cast
them. Yeah.
So. But anyone can. It just requires the roll.
So if I were, say, upstairs, I could cast these?
No. You couldn't either.
Oh.
You would need to have it as part of your spell list.
Gotcha.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So you'd need to be a very specific type of caster. It's just randomly generated.
Yeah.
I mean, the spider climb, you pull off some sort of... Actually, you know what? Fuck.
Yeah.
You pull this one makes sense. Spider climb, you pull off a fucking drow.
Yeah,
that
makes
a lot of sense.
Yeah, right.
But Sleet Storm was randomly generated.
Okay. Fabulous.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Sure. Yeah. All
right. Good stuff. All right.
Yes, so two sets of doors to your left. One is double, one is single. One set of double doors to your right, and then stairs that lead down into the darkness. You can just make out a hood of some giant statue out of the darkness. Pip, you might have gotten a closer look.
Yeah.
It looks like there's somewhere in this chamber, there's a statue of the same entity that was outside.
We don't have a map or anything of this place. Is it the kind of thing where we just, and this makes sense to me, we just descend until we find what we're looking for?
Potentially I was going to check the door to see if our hard castle had marked anything.
That's a good idea. Smart.
No, you just see those four notches and then the indication of Bogman.
Okay.
So he didn't, if we go over to the other doors, nothing.
Oh, marked? On this level? No, you see no marks on any of the, no, sorry, I tell a lie. You do see a mark on... The single door on your left, you see a 7 tally mark.
Oh, okay.
This one has a 7 tally
that
mark.
That means I would assume this is how it works. He's gone deeper and there'll be further marks down there. So he came back to this one. All right.
He's been here, but this is not the direct path that he followed.
No. Still, let's open it. Let's have a look. I'll
put
the door and have a peer in.
You see this room connects. First off, to the arrow slit room where you were looking
in
before. This was once probably some sort of barracks. It looks like maybe soldiers, guards, whatever, were stationed in this room and used it as a rest spot while they were doing shifts in the arrow slit room.
Okay. There's nothing. Okay. No,
if you turn the room over, nothing of interest.
Okay. No other marking?
No, nothing I can
see.
No
marking in that room, no.
So he's
That room did come to a dead end, though. The arrow slit room is a dead end, so.
And there was nothing on the other two doors?
No.
On this way, no.
Nothing I could see. I think deeper it is.
So, Hardcastle didn't seem to go into these ones.
No. But I didn't see any other...
Any other markings on those two doors to be anything?
The double doors on the left?
Yeah, the two doors on the left.
You see that they're locked, but other than that, no markings.
Does it seem weird that he came back here, but then we didn't find an 8 marking anywhere further back from where we came from?
You might find it ominous. Meaning that maybe
that was where he met his demise.
Yeah, potentially.
Or disappeared or something. But he could have also come up 7, gone down again 8.
Yeah.
So.
Right. When you say that the two doors on the left are locked, are they like a padlock or is it like locked doors? Or
it's an internal to the door lock. You give the doors an experimental little push and you can tell that they are barred.
These are barred. I cannot, I cannot even begin to think how I would pick the lock. I'm not very clumped ahead. I'm all of thumbs.
Yeah.
The iron doors encased in amber look pretty sturdy, but you imagine, given enough time, you could open them.
I guess downwards.
Downwards we go.
Downwards
gotta
we
be
go.
Keep your eye out for notches and bog, man. I'll light a torch again and we'll descend.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.